This is Miles.
And I'm Vince.
And this is FitCast, coming in today with an interesting topic: weightlifting and the effects it has on the body.
So we're going to kick off today by doing a little Q&A from questions y'all have been asking. Then we're going to incorporate a brief interview with an expert towards the end of the podcast to answer some of the questions y'all have. All right, so one of the first questions y'all decided to have us try to figure out for y'all are, what are some of the benefits you can achieve from working out?
So, according to health.com, Jacqueline Andricos has stated that when your muscle mass starts to increase, your body starts to burn fat more efficiently. So once you gain more muscle mass, the more calories you burn at rest during the day. So in conclusion, your metabolism gets a jump start and starts to increase in rate.
Are there any other beneficial effects that weightlifting can have on your body?
Well, another thing that helps from weightlifting is that it starts to help you prevent injuries. One of the most effective ways to increase bone density is done by weight training. Lifting heavy weights puts stress on your bones, which causes them to become denser overall. This can help with older people who start to lose bone density, which can lead to osteoporosis or bone fractures.
So, how old should you be when you start lifting? Because personally, I started lifting when I was very young.
Stated in collegeexpress.com, they say to start lifting weights around the start of puberty. This is around when you are 13 to 14 years old. Although this is the optimal age for starting, personal trainers have mentioned that they have trained kids from 9 to 12 in simple strength training. They typically use resistance bands and machines instead of free weights.
So what kind of work do you have to put in the kitchen to gain muscle mass?
Well, according to healthyeating.com, you need to have a well-balanced intake of calories, proteins, carbs, and fats. You can base this off of how much you weigh. Without knowing these key components, weightlifting can become more of a drag than a great activity.
Well, I've always wondered how many calories and how much of each macronutrient most people need.
For calories, a person should have about 25 calories for each pound of weight they have. With protein, you should consume at least 1 pound of it with each pound you have on your body. Carbs and fats all comes down to what the body needs. Carbs provide energy for working out, and fats help us store energy and protect our vital organs.
Okay, so now that our interview's over, we're gonna bring in someone that's very knowledgeable in the craft.
He's a friend of mine and is very good at weightlifting and powerlifting. Welcoming Brian Snuggs. Personally, how have you seen your body change since you started working out?
Personally, we tend to focus a lot on the physical, and in my opinion, the greater change I received from working out was actually mental. It's a great form of like stress relief, and eventually you end up looking forward to the gym just to let some relief off after like a long day or a long week. And when you miss the gym for a day, you end up feeling kind of sad that you missed it, and like your day was less productive even if you weren't going for the heaviest weight. But aside from that, obviously the physical, I took before pictures, now I've after, and stunning physical progress as well as the mental thing. Yeah, honestly, I would have to say that is the best part about starting to work out.
All right, that's really awesome, man.
I'm glad to hear it.
So, Brian, how do you motivate yourself to keep working out?
You know, honestly, it's part of the mental thing from that I mentioned earlier. The gains that you get mentally after, it becomes a habit. You kind of look forward to it. And even if you're not looking forward to it in the day, once you get there, you know you're going to get through it easily. and I'm motivated to keep going because the thought of stopping would just have too many days that feel unproductive in it for me to continue being like that. Like, it's low-key an addiction. Yeah. An addiction. To your brain.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So do you use any supplements to enhance your experience at the gym?
Yeah, I do. In fact, one of the main ones is going to be just caffeine to get you awoken. An add-on from that, I also like using pre-workouts, which are going to have the caffeine, which you could get from just an energy drink, or it could be in there as well. And then the caffeine is going to wake you up to begin with. And on top of that, they added extra supplements like L-citrulline, which transforms itself in the body to create L-arginine. Because if you had taken L-arginine, it could get blocked by the receptors, but it accepts the citrulline. And then inside the blood, the citrulline transforms itself into arginine. And they're both great nitric oxide precursors. So they help helping to get more oxygen to your muscles essentially through the creation of excess nitric oxide, and the energy eventually gets to your muscles, which is what you're looking for if you want to help with endurance or just general strength.
Wow, man, you seem to know your stuff.
You could say I've been around the garden shed a few times.
I hope that our FitCast has provided you guys with some adequate information to boost your workout regimen or to help you get started.
Make sure you come back next time on FitCast as we will be discussing how you can incorporate fast food into your diet and still make progress.
And as always, I'm Miles.
And I'm Vance.
And that's a wrap for today, and see you guys next time on FitCast.